Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Nun Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara, Akamtsa Ba'akamtsa Chor Yishlayim. Gemara gives us the various episodes that happened in our history that caused the Churban Habayis. So says the Gemara, Akamtsa Ba'akamtsa Chor Yishlayim. A Tanaka the Tormalka, Ashaka the Rispak, Chorabetar. Again, a Tanaka of a Tanaka, because of the story that happened with the chickens, which we're going to learn in the Gemara. Tormalka was destroyed. Asaka the Rispak, because what happened with the Saka the Rispak was Chorabetar. Beta was destroyed. And now the Gemara begins to explain each one of these episodes. Says the Gemara, Akamtsa ba'akamtsa chor Yishlayim. The reason, says the Gemara, that Yishlayim was destroyed was because of Kamtsa ba'akamtsa. Says the Gemara, the Hu Gavra. There was an individual, the Rachmei Kamtsa, his friend's name was Kamtsa, or Baal Devave, and the person he didn't like, the person he was in a dispute with, his name was Bar Kamtsa. Of it Sudasa, he made a party, Vamalei Lashame, and he told his messenger, Zil Isali Kamtsa, please go bring Kamtsa to the party, bring Kamtsa to the party. Asa Ashkechei, Isali Kamtsa, bring Kamtsa, who was his friend. And instead of bringing Kamtsa, Asa Isali Bar Kamtsa, instead he brought Bar Kamtsa, Ashkechei, and he found him, Dav Yosef, that he's sitting at this party. Amle, so he says to him, Michti, Hu Gavra, Baal Devave Dehu Gavrahu. He said about himself that you and I are enemies. You and I are enemies. My boss, Hacha, what are you doing? What are you doing at my party? Puk, please leave. Amle, Haiva Soi. So he says to him, Bakamsa says to him, however, soy, once I already came, Shafkin, let me remain here. It's embarrassing for me to have to leave. And he says to him, and I will pay you back all of what I ate and drank. You won't have any loss from me. Amalei, and the person who made the party says, loy, absolutely not. Amalei, so he says to him, I'll give you half of the cost of this entire meal. Amle, and he still says, loy, absolutely not. Amle, I'll pay you the entire value of the meal. Amle, to which he says, also, loy, I don't want you here. Nakde biyode, he picked him up, and he just threw him out. So, of course, many mefarshim ask the question. We understand that, as we understand the story, that we have this situation between Bar Kamtsa and the host of the party. But the question that needs to be understood as we approach this is the Gemara began a Kamtsa u Bar Kamtsa. The Kamtsa and Bar Kamtsa were the reason for destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What did, of course, ask the Mefarshim, what did Kamtsa do wrong? So the Mefarshim, many Sfarim explain this, that the Vurker Rebbe says this. He says that what began this entire episode? What began this entire episode was that Kamtsa wasn't at the meal, wasn't at the party, and Kamtsa was his friend, and he wanted him to come. If Kamtsa would have come, this whole story would have never happened. So what the Gemara means to say, he explained, if your friend is making a party, if your friend is making a simcha, you don't wait for an invitation. You should feel that you should come and participate in the simcha, even if you didn't get an invitation. Had Kamtsa done that, then this entire story would have never happened because Kamtsa would have been there and there would have been no mistaken invitation. I saw that the Sefer Chochmah Tzemutzpin from the Alter von Sablot explains what is the lesson behind the story. And the lesson is that let's look at this Baal Simcha, the person who was making this party. He was upset. He doesn't get along with this individual. Why are you at my party? And even if we need to understand, he says, human nature, and human nature is that if somebody I don't like attends my party, I ask him to please leave. So I got my point across that I don't want you at my party. That wasn't satisfactory to him. That's why he says the Gemara goes into all this length to tell us that Bar Kamtza was willing to offer to pay for his meal, for half the meal, for the entire meal. And this person, even though he was being offered all of this money, and even though he should have at this point calmed down and not been so upset, he couldn't control himself. That lack of self-control, he explains, was the beginning of the Churban HaBayis. When people don't have within themselves the ability to control themselves, there's going to end up being what we just learned, a Churban HaBayis. Another pshat that I saw from the Klaus Megarebbe Zatzal is that, again, with the question, why is Kamtza not mentioned who? He says that what happened here was that Kamtza should have taken an initiative, not just to show up at the wedding and show up, but there's another point that he should have done. How, if Kamtza knew that his friend is this type of an individual, that the behavior that we just learned about, that he cannot control himself, that he just expelled somebody else from his home under all circumstances, says the Klausenberger Rebbe, so Kamtza should have never been his friend. And if Kamtza would have never been his friend, then the entire story wouldn't have happened. Because if Kamtza were not his friend, then Kamtza wouldn't have been invited either. So what the Gemara is teaching us, says the Klaus Magareba, is that why did Kamtza have such a friend? If Kamtza wouldn't have had such a friend, we would have never come to this situation either. I saw from Ramosha Soloveitchik Zatzal, he explains that what the issue with Kamtza was, that why the Gemara says that Kamtza is also part of the Churban HaBayis, explains Ramosha Soloveitchik that Kamtza was this person's friend. To be a friend means to be able to tell a friend you're doing something wrong. And we don't find that that's what he did in our Gemara. We don't find in our Gemara that Kamtza told his friend that your behavior is unacceptable. On the contrary, Kamtza allowed him to continue living this way. If you have a friend and you let him live that way, then you will also be held responsible. There are many halachas that are learned from this Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Tazayin says that if somebody gave over his home to be a Beis HaKnesses, the community is looking for a place where to daven, and somebody was prepared to give up his home, that should be the place where they could daven. Says the Shulchan Aruch that if there's somebody in the community that he doesn't like, and he says, I'm willing to give up my home for the shul, but this person cannot come daven here, then the halacha is that no one should daven there. If living in a world that where people can't get along, where you can't come into my house, is not a place where we should daven. And the Mishnah Brura over there in Sifkotan Peiches says that this is the makar for this halacha. There's another halacha that the halacha on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Gimel Sif Tazayin says that on Shabbos you shouldn't have shtarei adjoitus. You shouldn't have a list of all the people who you invited to the meal. And one of the reasons the Paiskim give for that is because if you're going to find a person who's attending who's not on the list, you may come to expel him. And our Gemara just taught us how terrible that is. There's also the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, says that anything your host tells you to do, except for going out. From where do we know that a person should remain even where he wasn't invited? This is from our Gemara, where Bar Kamtza wanted to remain even though he was not invited. Again, of course, the Maral and many other Mefarshim in explaining this Gemara say that, as we know, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And this story certainly represents Sinas Chinam, how one Jew could dislike another Jew to such a degree where he's begging him and offering to pay at the meal, and he still doesn't say anything. Omar, so Bar Kamtza, after being part of this entire terrible story, says, "Harvi asked Rabbanim. The Rabbanim are sitting here, the Loi Mechaba, and they didn't say anything. Shmamina, that's clearly an indication that Kanichlo, that they're satisfied, that they don't find this unacceptable. Ezel v'echel by Kurtza, I'm going to report the Jews by Malka in the king." What is pshat in the word Ezel v'echel by Kurtza? So I saw number of pshatim. One pshat is when somebody wants to say something bad, and of course he's careful that he doesn't want to say lashon hara, so he just makes a motion with his mouth and with his hands, and that's what happened over here. He made a motion. Elchol beikurtzav bekurtzav karutz be'ena besfasov. He said, "I won't say it explicitly. I'm just going to give it to them and they'll understand what I mean." Another pshat that I saw is that when one went to report something bad about somebody else, what they would do is to show that what they said was true, they would eat something. So he said, "I'm going to report them, and not only will I report them, but we're going to eat after I make that report to show that what I'm saying is true." So the Mashah asks, why didn't the Rabbanan say something? So there's a number of pshatim. One pshat is that the halach is that if you feel that by saying something you're not going to accomplish anything, so you don't say. And the Rabbanim felt that they can't accomplish anything at that point. Another pshat is that they didn't really necessarily see what was going on, and therefore he thought that they saw, that they knew and saw what was going on. But in truth, the Rabbanim did not really understand and watch what was going on. And a third pshat that I saw, that's part of what the Gemara is teaching us, that they lived, unfortunately, in a world of chanufa. They lived in a world where people flattered and gave compliments to people who didn't deserve it. And that was what the Rabbanim here too also were doing. They were scared and treating this person who acted improperly, and they shouldn't have. Also, so Bar Kamtza goes to the king and he reports to him, the Jews have rebelled against you. Amalei, so he says, "Mi yemer, what is the proof that what you're saying is true?" Amalei, shadalu kabana, send them a carbon for chazis, and let's see if they're going to bring you carbon. Ozel shadal biyadei, so he sent with him igla tilsa. And as Rashi says, that igla shilsha is always explained in the Gemara as the calf, which is best type of calf. One pshat is that it grew a third, and once it grew a third, that's when it's at its best taste. Another pshat is that this animal was the third born animal to the mother cow, and the third born animal to the mother cow is the best. Many Mefarshim ask on that pshat, because the Gemara says that every Erev Shabbos, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says, that every Erev Shabbos of Chanina and of Oishia were able to create through the Sefer Yetzirah an Igla Tilsa. And so if we'll say that it's an animal that's a third grown, so they created an animal that was at that stage of its development. But if we're going to say the pshat of Iglotilsis is that it's the third animal that was born to its mother, so how can we say that an animal that was created, a pi kabbalah, should be the third? So Tosfos says that it wasn't, of course, the third. What they created was something very similar to what a real Iglotilsa would be. Says the Gemara, Behadi Da'asi, as they're delivering this animal to the base of Migdush, Shadabe Mumma, Bar Kamtsa made a mum in the animal, Benis Vasayim in its upper lip, made a cut in the upper lip, Vavale Bedukish Ba'ayin, and some say it was on the cataract. Beduchta de Lidon have a mumma, that according to the halacha, it is a mum, Uluduhu Lav Mamahu. But for the Akum, that's not considered a mum. So the Sefer Ber Maim Chaim explains what's pshat in this. He says that the difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam is that by us, everything we say and everything we see also makes a big difference. So the Nifs V'Sayim represent our lips. That for us, how we speak is critical to who we are. And Dukin Shba'ayin is what we look at, and what we're not supposed to look at is critical. And that's not the case by the Umas Olam. Sover Rabbanan L'Kruvei. So even though this animal should not be brought as a carbon, the Rabbanan felt that because of the extenuating situations, Meshum Shloim Malchus, they should bring this animal as a carbon. Amla Rav Zechariah ben Avkulas. Rav Zechariah ben Avkulas disagreed. He said that Yoimru, that people are going to assume that if we're going to allow this carbon to be brought, the Baal Mum Kreven L'Gabim Mizbeach, that you're allowed to bring a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara. So at that point, Sovel Amikdalei, they wanted to kill Bar Kamtsa, she shouldn't be able to run back and report what happened to the king. The Leilezel V'Leimah, Amlev Zechariah, so Rav Zechariah said, that too I won't allow. Because Yoimru, he was concerned that people will say that Matl Mum Bekotchim, it's indeed an Isser to make a mum in a carbon, or to bring such a carbon as a such an animal as a carbon, as the Torah Kedosha says, mum loyeboy, but you don't get misa for it. And by killing him, that will happen. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Avinus Nusasa Shav Zechariah ben Akulus. This incredible modesty, humility that Rav Zechariah ben Akulus said that he was not, that he didn't want to bring it on the Mizbeach, and he didn't want to kill Bar Kamtsa, Hekrivas Beisenu, ultimately led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Sarfa Secheleinu, and it caused that the Beis HaMikdash should be burnt, the Glilonim Aratzeinu, and it caused that we should go to Golos. So I saw that the Baal Shem Tov explains that this Gemara is coming to teach us that as much as humility and modesty are important, a person has to recognize that every midah, every type of behavior that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world is important in our avodas Hashem. And just like sometimes you have to be, usually you have to be modest, sometimes you have to be strong. And Zechariah ben Avkulas' inability to make that differentiation, that is what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that's what caused our Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. But I saw another pshat, ready in first, say I saw it from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, we know the halacha is that when a Beis Din is sitting in session, and we have the entire Beis Din, they sit in a semicircle, and the halacha is that the most significant member of Beis Din should be the last person to ask his opinion. Why should it be the last person to ask his opinion? Because since he's such a great person, we're concerned that everybody, once he cites his opinion, even if somebody disagrees, nobody's going to want to disagree because the important person stated his opinion first. So therefore, says the Gemara, what happened over here was that Rav Zechariah ben Avkulas was a great personality. And because he was such a great personality, he should have sat, he should have been the last one to vote. If he would have been the last one to vote, they would have indeed decided that he, they would have realized that everybody else disagreed with him, and they would have killed Bar Kamtza, or they would have brought this animal with the mum as a carbon. But because Rav Zachariah ben Afkulis was such a modest person, he said, I shouldn't be the last one to vote. I'm not the most important person here. I should be the first one to vote. And that's what he did. He was the first one to vote. And after he voted, everybody agreed. And because everybody agreed, that's what caused that they should let Bar Kamtza, as we're going to learn in a moment, go back to the to the king and report what happened here. Says the Gemara, so Gemara says that Bar Kamtza went and reported this to the king, and Shadalai Niran Kesed. What happened was that they sent Niran Kesed. Adam Mefarshim explained that what was the Avera of Insnusah of Zechariah, very similar to the Pshat that we saw that from the Baal Shem Tov, that there have been stories in our history where there's something called the Harar Shah. We find that Eliyahu and Harar Kamel brought a carbon even in a time where Kabbonis were not supposed to be brought. And that here too, but Rav Zechariah's inability to be able to understand that this is a Rosh Shah, and you have to paskin maybe not as normally halacha requires, that was the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Another pshat that I saw is that Rav Zechariah ben Afkulis, why did he do what he did? So I saw that, as we said a few moments ago, that Zechariah ben Afkulis, the mum in these animals is a mum that's considered a mum for Jews and not a mum for Akum. And as we explained, why they mum by us? Because a Jew has to be careful about what he sees and what he talks. Rav Zechariah ben Afkulis was concerned that if they're going to bring this animal as a carbon on the Mizbeach, people are going to start being lax in the way they speak. People are going to be lax in what they look at. And he was said, it's not worth, I can't allow that should happen. I can't allow that we should have a world where people won't always realize how important speech and what you say is. So the Gemara says that the king sent Niran. Says the Gemara Kikasi, when he came, he wanted to see if he will be successful in capturing Yerushalayim. Shadda Nira, he threw an arrow, the Mizrach, and towards the east side, also enough of Yerushalayim. And the arrow fell in Yerushalayim. Shad us Lamarev, he threw the arrow towards the west side, also enough of Yerushalayim, fell in Yerushalayim. It says the Gemara, L'chal Abba Ruchas HaShemayim, in any direction that he threw that arrow, also enough of Yerushalayim, fell in Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara says, again, he wanted to see if he's going to be successful. So says the Gemara, we find often in the Gemara, when they wanted to know, there was no Navu anymore, but they wanted to know what's going to be, they would ask a child, teach me the pasuk that you just learned today. And by learning, saying that pasuk, that would be a sign of what's going to happen. Amalei Yenuka, so he said to this child, tell me your pasuk. Amalei V'nasati Z'nekmasi Ba'edem V'yaram Yisrael. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately take revenge in Rome, in Edom, through Klal Yisrael. Amma, so Niran Kesen at that point said, Kitcha Baruch Hu Ba'el L'chruvei Beisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and then he'll take revenge on me. Arak, says the Gemara, he ran away, and he became a ger, and ultimately his descendant was Remeyer. And the Ben Yoyada explains, he showed respect to what the Pasuk says, because he showed respect to what the Pasuk says, he was zoicha to have a descendant like Reb Meir, who was, of course, a great Talmud Torah, Talmud Chacham. Another pshat that he suggests is that the Beis HaMikdash is Oirei Shel Olam. The Beis HaMikdash brings light to the world. So by not destroying the Beis HaMikdash, he was worthy to have a son, a descendant whose name was Meir, the word that means light. Another pshat that Ben Yehuda suggests is that this was an incredible miracle that happened here. That whenever direction he threw the arrow, it fell in Yerushalayim. So he, by not being impressed by that miracle and saying it's certainly a sign that I should destroy Yerushalayim, he was zoicha to have a descendant who's Reb Meir. And we know that throughout Shas, Reb Meir is called Reb Meir Bal HaNes. Says the Gemara, Shadr Elayu. So at this point, Shadr Elayu, the king sent Aspanaisa Kaiser. He sent Aspanaisa Kaiser to be the one to destroy Yerushalayim. Also at Tzala Tleshni, and he was sitting in siege around Yerushalayim for 3 years. Havba Tlasa Asiri. In Yerushalayim at that time, there were three very wealthy people who lived there. Nagdima Ben Gurion, Ben Kalba Savua, or Matzitzis HaKesses. And the Gemara speaks about each one of them. Nagdima Ben Gurion, why was he called that way? Because Shenogd Loi Chama Ba'avuroi, the sun shined in his behalf. The Gemara Masechta Tanis Daf Yotes Amud Beis tells us that at one point there was no water for the Oyle Regalim, for the people that were going up to the Oyle Regal for the Yom Tovim Shalosh Regalim. And he said that, he wanted to borrow from someone else, 12 wells. And he said, if I don't pay you back by that day, I will repay you those 12 wells full of silver. And the rain didn't come, and the obligation was very serious. And at that point, it got dark, and the Hegman comes and says to Nagdim Ben Gurion, you owe me the money. And he says, he went into shul, and he davened, and the sun came out. So even though it was already light, it was already dark, it became light again for him, it became light for him again. Ben Kalba Savua, what is that? Who is he? Kol HaNichnas LeBeisik Shurav Kekelev, anyone who entered his home hungry like a dog, Yoytze Kishu Sava, would come out full. So the Medrash brings down that Kalba Savua was actually a descendant of Kol Ben Yefuna. And that's why he was called Kalba Savua. Kalba, his name was Kalba because he was a descendant of Kol Ben Yefuna. Savua is because everybody who entered his home left hungry. Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal in his Sefer Ma'ayin Beis HaShoiva says that the Pasuk says that klovim azay nefesh lo yodu svo, that the klovim, in explaining why his name was Kalba Savua, that the klovim, dogs, are never satisfied. And he says what the Gemara means to say here is that there are certain people also that whatever you do for them, it's never enough. But Kalba Savua was so generous, was such a wonderful host, that even people who are normally not happy, the halach is they walked out of his house happy. Another pshat that I saw, that Kalba Savua would tell the people who came to his house to come hungry. He would tell them, eat food that make you hungry, because I'm telling you, when you come to my house, you'll be full. Ben Tzitzis HaKesses, who is Ben Tzitzis HaKesses, says the Gemara, his tzitzis would drag on top of the floor. His seat, he sat between the most important noblemen. The Magen Avraham, in Simen Chof Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch, Sifkotten Gimel, asks that the Mechaber over there paskins Yesh Luzor, that one has to be careful. Shadam loivis tzitzis, when loivis talus, loivis talus, when somebody wears a talus, shloyigra tzitzisov, that his tzitzis should not drag on the floor. And here we see then his tzitzis dragged on the floor. So he says many terutzim. One terutz he says is that the halacha that one has to be careful that the tzitzis shouldn't drag on the floor is particularly when you're putting on the tzitzis. He was careful when he put on the tzitzis. Another shot that he suggests is that on the floor where he stood, they used to put different types of carpets and silk, etc. If you're walking on the floor and your tzitzis are dragging on dirty floor, that's when it's a problem. But if it's not in a time when it's dragging on the floor, when the floor is clean, when it's a brand new carpet, it isn't a problem. Another shot that the Behetiv wants to suggest, one is that he wants to suggest there's a difference between the talus cotton and the talus gadol. The talus gadol is the talus that we wear by davening. That's where we have to be more careful. Here the Gemara is speaking about the talus cotton. Others say that you have to do the best you can, but if your tzitzis are going to drag, but you did what you can, it isn't an issue. Chad amalahu, so as Yerushalayim is being attacked, Chad amalahu, one of these three wealthy individuals says, I'll take care of the wheat and barley. I'll supply that to the people. I'll supply them with wine, salt, and oil. And I once said, I will supply all the wood. And says the Gemara, the one who volunteered to supply all the wood, says the Gemara, was the most generous. All the keys to his various closets and warehouses he would give over to assistant. Besides the warehouse where he kept the wood. To be able to use the amount that you need to use up one warehouse of grain. You need 60 warehouses of wood. And therefore, the wood is most important. They had enough between these three individuals. They had enough to supply them for 21 years. But says the Gemara, there were amongst the people who lived in the city that they wanted to go to battle with the Romans. So the Rabbanan said to them, instead of going to war with them, let's try to make peace with them. Lo shifkinu, they did not allow them. Amlu, nefik v'nagvet karvabadayu, they on the contrary said, let's go to battle with them. Amlu Rabbanan, lemistai milsa. Rabbanan said they already knew that this was a gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said that we're not going to have siyata d'shmaya, we're not going to be able to prevail. So they had this impasse. It says the Gemara, come over Kalinu Lehanu Ambrai Dechit V'Sara. The Bar Yoinim went and burnt all the warehouses of the wheat and barley. And at that point, V'Hav Kafna, there was a hunger in the city. So says the Gemara, Marta Basbaisis, Asirta de Yerushalayim Havya. Marta Basbaisis was the wealthiest woman in Yerushalayim. Shadrita L'Shlucha, and then Yaakov says, that she was, when the Gemara says that she was the wealthiest in Yerushalayim, means that she was even wealthier than the three people that the Gemara just mentioned, who was so wealthy. But unlike the three people, says the Inyan Yaakov, that the Gemara mentioned, who were willing to volunteer and give tzedakah during this difficult time, she didn't do so. And the Gemara tells us what happened. Shadal al-Shlucha, she asked one of her workers, Vamalei Zal Aisli Smida, please bring me the best type of flour. Add the ozel, until he went to buy it, is dabin, there was none left. So also Amala Smidaleka, he came and told her that that grade of flour is not available. Chavirtaaka, there is white flour available. Amala, so she says to him, Zil, Isili, so bring me that. Add the ozel, is dabin. Until he went to get that, wasn't available either. Asvam lechavirta leka, white flour is no longer available. Kushkurka ika, whole grain is available, whole wheat. Amli zel isli. So she said, okay, bring me at least that. Ad ozel is dabin. Until he went to bring that, it was also no longer available. Asvam legushkur leka, kimcha desariki, barley flour is available. Amr le, so she said, okay, zel isli, bring me at least that. Ad the ozel is dabin. And the Masha points out that the Gemara here speaks about four different types of flour to correspond that we know in the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought a carbon tumid, they brought with it 40 chalas, 10 of each type. And the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying is, if you would have been worthy, and if Klal Yisrael would have behaved as they should have behaved, you would have had the ability to bring 44 different types of chalas. But because you didn't, you're going to not have anything. Have a shlisha masana, says the Gemara, Marsab Aspaisis would walk around without shoes. Amra, epik v'echsi imshkana midalamechel. The situation is very dire. I'm going to go out and see if I can find something to eat. Esala parta bekara, as she walked out, she stepped into animal dung, mesa. And of course, she, who had always been accustomed to live a very high style, this was something that was so repulsive to her, and she died. Karla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, referring to her, Haraka b'chav anuga, ashlo nosa ragla hatzesa la'aretz m'sanim g'royich, this woman, this people who are not accustomed to walk, look what happened. Ikadamri, g'roygris dripped stoika achla. She couldn't find anything, so the only thing she could find was the groigris, the fig, that Reb Tzadok would eat, and she ate it, v'snesa umesa, and she ultimately passed away. Says the Gemara, what is the story of Reb Tzadok? Says the Gemara, Reb Tzadok Yosef, Abon Shnim B'taneisan, Reb Tzadok sat 40 years in the fast, the Lelech of Yishlaim, davening that Yishlaim should not be destroyed. Have Ochel Midi, he was so emaciated that when he would ever eat anything, have a mischazib beroy, you could see it go down. He have a bari, but when he got healthier, maisle groigris, they would bring him a groigris, maitz mayu, and he would just suck out the juice. He would just suck out the juice, the shadilhu, and throw it out. And that was what she found. The Sefer Lechem Asher explains, the pasuk says, v'chaltem lachem chem soiva, v'yishavte lebetach b'aretzachem. So it says, our Gemara says, that Reb Tzadik fasted for 40 years. So the pasuk there begins, this is the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, in B'chukosai Taleichu, Shetiu Amelim B'Taira. And says the pasuk, if you will live life the way you're supposed to live life, of Tiu Amelim B'Taira, then V'chaltam Lachman Chamasayva, you'll be able to eat. And you won't have to have a fast like Reb Tzadik had to have. The Tiferes Shlomo says that here we find that Reb Tzadok fasted for 40 years and nothing, and at the end the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. How do we understand this? So Tiferes Shlomo says that the lesson of this Gemara is that we have to think of every day for what we could accomplish that day. And that's Pshat in this Gemara. Reb Tzadok, every day, he davened that day the Beis HaMikdash should not be destroyed. And he accomplished for that day. And after 40 years, he was no longer here and the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. Says the Gemara, Kavanicha Nafshe, when Marta Bamaisis passed away, a fictal called the Hava, the Zahava, they took out all her tremendous amount of gold and silver that she had, the Shadrus of Ashuk, and they threw it in the street. Vamra, Hai Lamai Mibayle, what is the point of all this money? They threw the money in the street. All your money doesn't help you. Money doesn't always help you. Abba Sikra Resh Briyani Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Abba Sikra was the chief, the head of these Briyanim that the Gemara just mentioned. Bar Achsei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Hava. He was the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Iyan Yaakov explains that the Gemara says that Roy Bonim, most children take after their mother's brothers. And here too, even though, as we're going to learn, Abba Sikra was part of this group, as much as he was part of this group, he was ready to do what was right when it was necessary, because he did have the right yichus. Shalach Leish Rav Yochanan Zakkai sends him a message. Ta b'tzina l'gaboy, please come quietly to see me. Asa, Amalei, ad emes avdus hachu, how long will you prevent us from making peace with the Romans? The katlas el alma b'kafna, and we were going to perish in hunger. Amalei my avid. So Abba Sikra tells him, what should I do? The minalum midi, if I will tell my colleagues anything, katluli, all they'll do is they'll kill me. Amalei chazli tekantel the day, daypuk. He says, let's come up with a plan how I could be snuck out of the city. If should I have a tzol proto, maybe I will be able to save the day. Amalei, so Abba Sikra gives him the following advice. Nekoit nafshik b'tziri, make as if you're sick, and let there be a rumor in the city that you are not well. V'leisek kula alma v'lshelabach, and then everybody will come to ask how you are, and the report that we will give is that you are a goysis. The report that we'll give is that you are in a very bad place, and at that point, v'leisek made Syria, we're going to bring something that has a bad odor, and we'll put it next to you, and everybody will say that you passed away. And at that point, only people that we should allow to carry the coffin in which you are supposedly dead and laying in will be your talmidim. No one else should be allowed to carry your coffin. That nobody should recognize that you're lighter, because a living person is lighter than a dead person. A living person is lighter, and if they're going to carry you, they'll know you're dead. There's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim based on this Gemara. Our Gemara says that who carried him? The Talmidim. And the question is, somebody was Nifter, a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva was Nifter, and there's a debate going on between the Talmidim of this person and the Chevra Kedisha. The Chevra Kedisha says that we take care of Niftarim all the time. Then it's our right to take care of the great person as well. Others say, and the Talmidim say, we are the Talmidim, and we should be the ones to have the privilege of taking care of our Rebbe. So the Elul Rabba says that the Chevra Kedisha's claim is a very, very strong claim based on our Gemara. The Chevra Kedisha's claim is a very strong claim. They do it all year round. They should have a right to do it this time as well. But there are others that disagree, and they use our Gemara as a raya, because here the Talmidim were the one that carried him out. Says the Gemara, Ovid Hachi, they did exactly as the Gemara described. Nichtas bar Rav Elazar mitzad echad. Rav Elazar was carrying the coffin from one, the supposed coffin from one side. Rav Yishu mitzad acher. Rav Yishu was carrying the coffin from the other side. Kimatcha l'pischa. And when they came to the gate, to the wall of the city, by l'mitgrei, they wanted to stab it. What they used to do, what the Bar Yoinim would do, is to make sure that people are not trying to sneak out. Anybody that came, and even if they were supposedly dead, they would stab it, and like that, that would prevent anybody from trying to escape. So what did they do? Amalu yoimru rabam dikru? Is that what you want? That they're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was stabbed? Ba'ala mitchu. So they wanted to push the coffin, see if it'll cause them to yell out. Amalu yoimru rabam dafchu. Paskle baba. They opened the door, and nafak, and he went out. Kimata lahasam. When he got to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, came to Aspinus's office. Amalei shalmach lamalka, shalmach malka. He said shalmalech melech twice. Amalei mechayav to treik tala. I should kill you twice. Chada the la malka nei. I'm not the king. The karasu le malka, and you called me melech. The su imalka no. if I am the king, Ara Idna Amayla Sisla Gaboy, why don't you come to me? In a very famous story where Reb Levi Yitzchak Baditchev once started to daven, we know as we daven in the Yom Haroim, the first words that the Baal Tefillah of Shachris declares is Hamelech, and he said the word Hamelech and immediately fainted. And they asked him, what caused you to faint? He says, when I said the word Hamelech, says the Gemara, I remembered what our Gemara says, Imalka ano, if I am the king, Amayla Asila Gabai, why didn't you come till now to me? And that's what he felt as he made this declaration on the Yom Haroim. If I am the king, then why don't we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until now? Where have you been until now? Amalei, with the comment, Malkana, this that you said that I'm not the king, Ivra Malkat, you will be king. Dilav Malkat, if you are not a king, L'milsa Yishlaim B'yotcha, Yishlaim would not be able to fall into your hand. The Ksiv Alvonon Ba'ad Yipol, Dilvonon, Yishlaim is the Lvonon, the place that makes the Averis love and white. Ad, says the Gemara, Lvonon Ba'ad Yipol will fall in the hands of Adir. And even though the Mefarshim point out it had not fallen into his hands, but he had laid siege to it for 3 years, and they weren't able to prevail against him. Then Adel Melech Diksiv V'Hoya Adir Emanai V'En Levanam Beis Migdash Shnema Ha'har Tavizav Levanam Udek Amrit. And then he said to him, what you said to me, Imalka No, if indeed I'm a king, Amayla Kosel Gabay Aridna, why didn't I come till now? B'Yonim De Isban Loishav Kinan, the B'Yonim didn't let me come. Amalei, so Avspina said to him, Ilu Chavish Odvash, if you had a barrel of honey, the darken karchala, and there's a snake on that barrel. Lo yeshomer tzachovis b'shvil adroiken. Don't you break the barrel to get the snake to go away? Here too, he should have done whatever is required to be able to come see me. Ishtik. Karol Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef said at that point. V'tamer Reb Akiva said it. Meishiv chachochem. Ochav adatim yosakel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that even the brightest, smartest people shouldn't have what to say when he doesn't want them to be able to say. Because Ibai Lamemale, he should have told him, Shaklinat Safsa, you bring a pair of tongs, Vishafkinale Ledroikun, you take off the snake, Vikatlinale, and you kill the snake, Vichavita Shafkinale, and we leave the barrel whole. So he had an answer and he didn't give it. So I saw that the Ben Yoyada explains that he did really have an answer. And he gives a marshal to what was the answer he could have given. He says there was once a sharpshooter who was very good in archery. And the king also thought that he was excellent in archery. And they decided to have a contest. And you have the target. And the king was shooting arrows. And he was shooting arrows, and he didn't always hit the target, the right in the middle. He sometimes got close, and sometimes he hit it. And then the other person didn't hit the target once, but he always hit the exact same spot. So the king said, you see, I'm better. And he says, yeah, you're better. You hit the target. I never did. But the truth is, he wasn't better. The person had allowed the king to think that he had allowed the king to think that he was better. How did he allow the king to think he was better? By letting him shoot. And he's, what's the proof that I'm better? I was able to hit the same place every time. That means I am a perfect a target shooter. You're not. Here too, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to give this answer to Espinus, but he didn't want to embarrass the Espinus. So he didn't. So he let him think that he prevailed. Adahocha also pristak ale meroimi. Till then, Roman soldier messengers came vermalei, and they told the Espinus, "Come, get up. The mislei kaiser, the king has passed away." And the important people of Rome they took a vote and they've chosen that you should be his successor. Havasayim chad misanei, he was putting on one shoe. Boilam misayim mechayna, he was wearing one shoe. Boilam misayim lachrina, he wanted to put on the other shoe. Loyayel, he couldn't fit it. It didn't fit. Boilam mishlalidach, and so he wanted to take off the shoe that he was wearing. Loynofak, and that didn't go either. Amar mayhai, so Spina says, why is this? So is there something wrong with me? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, Loytetzdar, there's nothing wrong with you. Shmua toiva asilach, you just heard good news. The ksiv, shmua dashen tachen etzem. When you get good news, it causes you to swell. And that's why your feet swelled, and you can't get your shoe off or on. So Aspinus asked him, if that's the case, Maitakante, what should I do? I want to be able to wear my shoes. So he told him, bring a person that you don't like, let him stand here. When you have bad news, it causes you to shrink. And they did that for Ayel, and his shoes were able to fit. So Aspinus says to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, if you're so smart, so why don't you come till now and ask for pity from me? Didn't I give you an answer? I had the problem with the Bayonim. I told you you should have disposed of them. So Spina says, I'm going back to Rome. And I'm going to send a different general in my place. But I will grant you, ask of me something that I should give you. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I ask of you three things. Spare Yavna, spare Yavna, the Shashilta de Gamliel, and spare the family of Gamliel, who is the Nasi, and we should still have a remnant of the Malchus based David. And also, please give me medicine that we could heal Reb Tzadik. So I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer explains that there's a very important lesson from this Gemara. The lesson to learn from this Gemara, he says, is that a leader has to think about the tzibur, he has to think about the community, and he has to think about the individual. And that's why you see that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asked for Yavne v'chachomel. On one hand, he asked for the future of Klal Yisrael, Yavne v'chachomel. And at the same time, and he asked for a Gamliel, he asked for Malchus Beis David, but at the same time, he also asked for the individual. He asked for Reb Tzadik. True leadership requires thinking about everybody. Karolei Rabbi Yosef, and again Rabbi Yosef says about him, V'tem Rabbi Kiva, Meshev, that smart people sometimes don't say the right thing. What he should have asked for, the Shefkina Chadazimna, spear Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara. So why didn't he do so? For who saw the Dimakula highlight of it? He would not agree to do so much. So and therefore he would do nothing. And therefore he decided that Sula Parta Namilai Havi, they wouldn't even have anything. So he figured, let me try to get at least this much. Asas for the master letter of Tzadik Mahi, says the Gemara, what was the refuah for Reb Tzadik? Says the Gemara, Yom HaKamon, the first day, Eshkua Mai de Pari. They gave him water in which they had soaked bran, and that was very light, and therefore he could absorb it. The Macha Mai de Sapuka, a little water that they had put the peel on, which was a little heavier. Machamai the Kimcha, water in which they soaked flour. Ad Rav Mayu Purta Purta, until his stomach expanded. Also, a shadow of Titus Arosha. So at that point, Espinus sent Titus Arosha. Vama, and it says regarding that he said, E Elokei Mitzur Chashibai. So Titus Arosha, Shechir Vegidav Klapimala. He spoke in the most disrespectful manner towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'asa. What did he do? Tavazon biyoda, he took a prostitute, the Nichlas base Kotche Kotchim, and he went to the base Kotche Kotchim with Tzia Sefer Torah, and he rolled out a Sefer Torah, Vava Lavera, and he cohabited with her that way. The Notl Sayef, and he took a sword, the Gider is a Proichus, and he stabbed the Proichus, the Nasa Nase, and there was a Nase, the Yadam Mitzatzis Vyoitse, there was blood that came out of the proiches. And the way I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the blood was in the proiches was a lesson, it was a message that HaKadosh Baruch was saying that the blood that they did for the Kabbanis was remained in the proiches. It wasn't niskabel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Sova Haragas Atzmai. And Titus thought that Chas V'Shalom Kilu he killed HaKadosh Baruch Shnema Shagut Tzoy Recha V'Kerem Ha'idecha Sama Isai Sam Isis. Avachanan Aymer Mika Maicha Chasin Ka Mika Maicha Chasin V'Kasha. Speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at how you could control yourself. Shata Shemei and Ne'utzoy V'Kadufa Shleis Rasha. You hear how this Rasha speaks V'Shaisik and you remain quiet. The Be'er Shmal Tana Mika Maicha Be'elam Hashem Mika Maicha Be'elmim. That you remain quiet under all circumstances. Ma asa, what did Titus do? Notlas a proiches, he took the proiches, vasakamin gargatuni, he made it like into a basket. Vevi kol kelim shebemigdash, he took all the kelim out of the base of migdash, v'nichem behen, and he put it into this basket, v'shivin b'sfina, and he put it into a ship, leil l'shtavak b'iroi, to come back home and show off what he was able to accomplish. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Koheles, "Uvchein risi rishoyim kvurim uvol umekayim kadosh aleichu v'shtabchu be'ir ashakein asu atak rikvurim el kvutzim." They gather together, v'atak v'shtachu el v'shtabchu, and they praise what they think they accomplished. Ikadam kvurim mamish, the filum milin the mitmerin, things that are normally hidden that nobody has the opportunity to see. Igloy lahen. He was able to get and show and bring to Rome. So as he's traveling the ship, there were waves, a storm came to try to drown him. Amrus, at that point, Titus said, "Kumdumeni shall heim shall elu engvaros el b'mayim." Kadosh Baruch Hu is only able to prevail in the water. But Paroi tiva b'yam, Paroi drowned in Yamsuf. But Sisroi tiva b'mayim, Sisro drowned in Nachal Kishon. Af hu oimer alayla tevena b'mayim. He wants to drown me. In Gibahu, so he sort of dared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see, Yalul Yabash, let's come to dry land. V'yasim imelcham, and you'll be able to do war with me. Yotzob askvam le'rosha ben Rosha, ben b'noi shleis v'rosha. Berik ha yeshli b'alami. I have this insignificant creature in this world. V'yitishma, and it's a fly. My Carly Barikala, so it says that my wives are called the Barikala. The Malina Isla, it has the ability to absorb, but it can't expel anything from its body. Aleli Basha, you want to come to the dry land? Come ahead, go ahead. The Tasim Amuchaman, let's see if you can prevail against it. Aleli Basha, so it says the Gemari went to the dry land. Ba Yitosh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent this Yitosh, the Nichnas Bechaitmai, and it entered into his nose. V'nika b'maycha shevashanim, and it was buzzing on his brain 7 years, and he couldn't do anything. It was terrible. Yom echad avikachol ababa debay nafcha. One day he walked by the store of a blacksmith. V'shama kol azafta, and he heard as he was banging with his hammer, and that caused this yitosh ishta to be quiet. Amma tekanta. So he said, "Oh, I see. There's a way to overcome this pain." So says the Gemara, Kol Yom Ma'isa Nafku. Every day they would bring a blacksmith, and he would bang in front of Titus. Lenochri, if the blacksmith was non-Jewish, Yavle Arbezuzah, he would pay him Arbezuz for this service. Yisrael, but to Yisrael, Amale, he would give nothing. Why? Amale Mestayach, you don't need to get paid. The Chazaz B'Sanach, you see me suffering is the biggest enjoyment payment that you could have. At Lasu Yaman Avid Hachi, for 30 days they did this and it worked. But after 30 days, Kim the Dosh Dosh, the ant got the fly got accustomed and it didn't work anymore. Tanya Amra Pinchas Ben Aruva, Ania Yisi Ben Gedali Roimi. I was between the leadership of Rome, Ukushemes, and when Titus died, Patsuas Michael, they opened up his skull, Umatsba Kitsipa Dror. They found a bird inside his skull. Mishkal shtei sloim, weighing 2 sloim. Masnisin tana kigozel b'shana. It was a bird that was like the size of a bird that's a year old. Mishkal shnei litrin. Amar bayin nakdinen. We have a mesaira. Pivshan chayshis. that its mouth was made out of copper, the tsiparnov, and its nails were made out of basil, out of steel, all to cause terrible pain to him. Kavakamayas, when Titus died, Amlu l'kiula how gavra, let me be burnt, ulavadri l'ketme shevyami, and my ashes should be spread out over the seven seas, the laleshka l'kod Yehudai, that God should not be able to catch up with me, v'lukme bedini, and punish me for what I've done to his children, Klal Yisrael.